Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges you experience as a mum. I'm Laura Guckian, motherhood coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guest. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession, the stuff you feel or experience that you're not supposed to talk about as a mum. I am not only going to help you recognize you are not alone, but I will also give you the tools you need to navigate it. And this season of Mumfessions is going to be a little bit different because this new year, it's all about minding yourself so you can mind your children. I am going to be picking some of the most common Mumfessions that I hear and reminding you of how you can navigate these challenges so that you can be a happier and calmer mum. Before we begin, can I please ask you a massive favor? I want as many mums as possible to hear Mumfessions, and you can help me to do that by clicking the follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening. I also want to remind you that if you need any additional resources or support, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This new year, remember, mind yourself so you can mind your children. Vivio Jr. has been trusted by parents for over 40 years, offering tasty, kid-friendly nutritional supplements to support growth, immunity, and cognitive development. That's why we are big fans of it in my house. And for mums, BioCult, Ireland's number one live bacteria supplement brand, is here to help with immunity and digestive support. With 70% of your immune system in your gut, it's a great place to start. Together, Vivio Jr. and BioCult can help your family thrive this winter and beyond. Available at your local pharmacies or online. I chose this Mumfession because it is something I hear time and time again from my clients. And it all centers around navigating the grief of the experience you thought you would have in motherhood versus the experience you actually had. And for many moms, this can be for many reasons. They may have been deeply struggling with their mental health. They may have been navigating relationship conflict with their partner. They may have been navigating a career challenge. They may have been navigating many things. But the core feeling is the same of, I didn't get the experience I thought I had. I've missed out. It doesn't feel nice. And I really want to have it. So this Mumfession is really, really helpful around helping you really accept that your experience was your experience, that there wasn't another way to do it, and give you the tools you need to move forward into the next chapter of motherhood. And also remind you that motherhood really is made up of chapters. And just because one chapter is hard or doesn't go how you imagined it would go, it doesn't mean that the next couple of chapters cannot be the chapters where you create those happy memories, where you have those experiences. It's just one chapter. I really, really hope this helps you. And let me know on my Instagram page at Mind Mommy Coaching if you could relate to it and if it has helped you in any way.
It got to a stage that I knew that if I didn't fix myself, I was going to break my beautiful kids and my marriage. Now that I have to return to work, I have all the normal anxious feelings. But the biggest thing for me is that I feel I was robbed and that my kids and my husband were robbed of the past 15 months and would love a second chance to make it right. I don't feel angry that it happened to me. I feel sad and disappointed. My second child had colic, so I wasn't under any illusions that it was going to be easy. I mean, how was it ever going to be anything but hard with three small kids? But nothing had prepared or could have prepared me for this. I would love a second chance more than anything in this world to go back and fix it. But with the right help and support, I am slowly, very, very slowly learning that you can't go back. You have to leave the past go in order to move forward to hopefully a happier future.
You can't go back. You can't go back. And like, geez, I'm nearly getting upset. Like, it's the grief that comes with, and it's exactly probably why I do what I do. It's the absolute grief of the experience you thought you would have versus what you had. It's the anger of, why didn't I get the picture perfect, happy experience that I grew up thinking I'd have of motherhood? It's the inner critic of, What did I do wrong? I talk about this about mental health all the time. Every single mental health challenge is real and valid and hard. But there is nothing harder than a mother struggling with her mental health, because we don't get to go back to bed. We don't get to have time out. We have to get up every day and be a mother. And we do it despite all of that. And that is absolutely outstanding. There isn't a word that can define how incredible mothers are who struggle with their mental health and do it anyway, because we don't have the choice of stepping back. There's nothing back there. There's nothing in your past, but mainly you don't need to go back. You didn't do anything wrong. It sounds like she's saying she almost let everyone down. You didn't. You were still an amazing mother. You can struggle with your mental health and be an amazing mother. Your children always felt your love. You didn't fail. You didn't do anything wrong. It was not your fault that you struggled with your mental health. Like, it was not your fault that the support you needed was not there. Siri, you can hear it. See, you can hear it in my voice. I will always be sad about this, but I can be sad about my past. I can be sad for this mother and still have moved forward. And you can also still be sad about your past, but accept. I need you to accept you didn't do anything wrong. I need you to accept you don't need to go back. I need you to recognize that the future is where your happiness is. And I want you to run to it. I literally want you to embrace it. All those memories you imagined, they're in the future. The life you thought you would have, it's in the future. You mentioned you're going back to work. Race back to work. Go for it. Don't ever look back. Run to the future. That is where your happiness is. Accept. Accept you didn't do anything wrong. You were failed by a system that doesn't support mothers. You had children with reflux. I had a little boy with silent reflux. You weren't supported. You didn't do anything wrong. Run to the future. Let it go. Just let it go. I need you to let it go. Your happiness is in the future. It's not in the past. The full episode is linked below, or you can search for season 1, episode 6. This full episode also covers how to let go of screen time guilt and how to navigate relationship conflict. And because this season is all around minding you in order to mind your children, I am so excited to let you know that I will be opening the village doors to new members for 5 days only in January. I want you to take the first step to ensuring that 2025 is the year that you finally prioritize your needs and mind yourself. So take the first step and click the link in the description below. And in return, I will let you know as soon as the village doors open, and I will also invite you to an exclusive free event to ensure that 2025 is the year that you finally start to mind yourself. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Momfessions. This was an Insanity Studios production. The production manager was Charlotte Mason, and the production assistant was Abby Sandler.